Well, on last week's show, we heard from Jim from Midnight Oil. Of course, the oil's playing in Cairns in just over a week's time. Well, this week, it is the turn of another absolute Aussie music legend, one of my favourite artists, and just an incredible human being as well, as apart from being an incredible musician. His name is Troy Cassar-Daly. What an absolute joy to have him on the show. Now, Troy is touring with another music legend, Ian Moss, of course, from A Cold Chisel fame. They're playing in Cairns in just a couple of weeks' time, and absolute pleasure to have him on the show. Troy Cassar-Daly, welcome to The King Review.
Gavin, thank you very much. And I can tell you now, Ian and I have really, really enjoyed this show. And for some reason, it's growing a little bit every time we sit on stage. So we don't know what Cairns can expect. Maybe a lot more guitar solos, perhaps. But we've had such a great time, and it's been really inspiring for both of us to get back to work. And I bet Jim Magini was saying the same thing, you know?
He was indeed. So isn't that interesting? So the show with Ian, of course, it's the Together Alone tour. So it evolves over time. The more you play, the more the show changes and evolves.
It's like a hurdy-gurdy. And sometimes you don't know when to jump off. I mean, Ian will look to me and he'll want me to play a solo on something like Telephone Booth, which I normally don't play a solo on, but he just nods his head and says, go on, Troy, off you go. And I'm sort of going, yeah, but we didn't rehearse that. So it's really, I think the wonderful thing about it for us is that, you know, you're bringing these two rivers of things and songs together, and then where you meet, it's actually really interesting stylistically, and I'm just loving every minute of it, Cam.
Well, let's just have a little listen to an incredible cover that you guys will perform. Of course, it's Ain't No Sunshine.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
Absolutely beautiful, of course, that's Ian singing there. But tell us, Troy, why decide to cover such a classic song that I guess everyone is so used to in one form, but then you guys have taken it in a whole other direction?
Well, you know, we're both Bill Withers fans, and we really wanted to find out, obviously, the roots of this tree that we're growing from here, you know, obviously come from the same areas. Country and rock and soul and blues and all that really, I think, grow from the same tree. So we wanted to pick a few songs we could actually sing and where the styles meet in the middle. And this was one of them. I suggested it because I used to play it in covers bands as a kid. And no one ever plays it the right way. So we went back and had a listen to Bill's version. And we said, we need those beautiful sevenths in there, you know, because that's the reason when he played it live, that it was so spectacular. So we went to the trouble of listening to his chords properly again. And instead of being in a covers band on a Sunday afternoon, we get to approach it with a whole new respect. And we've got some other songs too, like an old Percy Sledge song that we played together, we recorded on years ago. So it's a wonderful way of expressing our love of a music. But I think, you know, when you meet in the middle like this, it's been something that's, like, I love playing on his solo stuff and the Chisel things we get to play on too.
And, of course, your roots being in country music, I don't have enough fingers and toes to count how many golden guitars and other awards, ARIA awards, that you've won. But it's interesting, in recent years, it has been a little bit of a rough trot for you personally, and your music, though, it's fair to say, has it sort of veered a little bit away from country into much more of a gutsy rock sound?
Yeah, well, here's the thing, right? Now, this is, people have said to me, oh, you know, do you think this is going to scare people? I said, well, it probably will. Probably. Gavin, I have to say, I didn't intend to scare anybody. I took a lot of grief into COVID with me when I started writing songs, and there was a harder edge to it because I'd only just written a song for Jimmy Barnes called Shutting Down Our Town. And I'd only just finished writing a couple of real rock songs with Ian. And I think I've carried that in to the making of the record, not really consciously knowing what I was doing. I was just writing songs. I didn't know where they were going to fall. There's some really, like, straight-ahead country things, like the title track with The World Today. But then you get a chance to you talk to your cousins who've been incarcerated, and they're talking about how dull it is being on parole, and suddenly there's a song coming out of that, you know? So it's been a really interesting record, and it won an ARIA last year, which I didn't expect. And in January this year, when they were announcing the highest-selling country album for Tamworth for the Golden Guitars, it won that as well. So how surprising is that? You make an album that's really scary and different for everybody.
Yes.
And it resonates as well, you know?
Amazing. It's almost as if it was made for the times, that is for sure. And how, you know, I guess, how are you traveling personally? You know, are you feeling positive about the world despite all the terrible, crazy things going on?
Well, I am. I think it took me a while, but, you know, I don't think I grieved my father properly, to tell you the truth, in 2019. So,
and why was that, Troy? Too busy, or why do you think that was?
Look, it was a number of things. I wasn't. You're never too busy, obviously, but for my dad, it was a case of a suicide, and I had a lot of questions, you know.
Mm.
And he was very sick and didn't want anyone, you know, having to look after him. He was very, very, you know, stand-up sort of an old-fashioned bloke.
Mm.
And I totally understood that. But then I went headlong. Jimmy Barnes called me, and Ian called me a few times too, and just to say, look, just keep working and keep your mind off it so you don't fall into a heap. And I did that. But I just don't think I did the right amount of grieving, because I think my father deserves a better tear, you know. So I've been going to a few sessions and letting a bit of it out, and I think it's been the best thing. And I say to anyone, it's not weak to speak up about this stuff. It really, the one session I've had has been fantastic. And all it is a neutral set of ears, mate, you know. Even though I thought I was through the worst of it, you're not.
Yeah, absolutely.
Comes up and bites you again, you know.
And is that important for you, someone with such a huge national profile and a national platform? I mean, you know, mental health, we know, is just a massive issue across all age groups. Every single community and just about every family will experience it. Is that important for you to, yeah, I guess, share your story and say that, look, it isn't weak at all. It's actually the opposite.
Actually, it takes a lot of courage. It took a lot for me. You know what it took, actually, to tell you the truth? I was sitting with a mate, Gavin, who manages Ian Moss, and he took over because my manager got COVID and couldn't come down to the South Coast there a couple of weekends ago. And we just started talking about, you know, grief and how men just don't tend to deal with it very well. And it was the impetus, I think, to getting home, going to my GP and getting the ball rolling. I don't know why. My wife's told me to do it. My manager, my mum's told me to do it. All that, you know. But they're all people that you know, that they tell you stuff all the time, you know.
Yes.
But what when you hear it from a really neutral mate who has been through similar stuff himself, I say to anyone listening, you know, if you're really struggling and the relationships around you are definitely not benefiting from you shutting down, it's time to go and have a yarn with someone. It's just as when he painted it as simple as going to go to your GP. And my music, I think, you know, each weekend that I go out and play music now, I just feel like I've got a new lease on life. I just I've cut the chains off, you know.
And music was a balm for you through that time. It, you know, that outlet, whether it was writing, you probably couldn't perform much given COVID, but it certainly was a balm for you to be in that creative process.
Very much so. And even though I was getting under my wife's feet up in the house,
yes,
I could still go down and make a bit of music. And what I was in turn doing was playing bass and drums made me feel that I was actually making music again, even though it was just all me. It was me playing the bass, me playing the drums. And when you hear it coming back through the speakers, you think to yourself, I'm actually playing. Now I'm going to play a solo. Now I'm going to write another song. And I couldn't wait to get down to the studio to start something new, because that was the escape from COVID and the escape from, you know, the marital troubles I was having as well. And I'm not too shy to talk about them, because, I mean, everyone goes through them, you know. We're all human beings, mate. Yeah?
Absolutely right. Well, let's turn to the show. It is happening at a beautiful venue, Cairns Performing Arts Centre, on Sunday the 10th of April. We talked a little bit at the start there, Troy Cassidaly, about what people can expect. But let's paint people a bit of a picture. Are all the songs done together? Do you do some and Ian will do some? What can people expect once you're on stage?
Well, we called it Together Alone because we are together alone with no band. We ended up being on stage all night. We go from top to tail. It's just Ian and I trading blows, really, on stage with on each other's songs. I mean, sometimes Ian will play beautiful acoustic guitar solos on my country songs. And if you didn't think that is a thing, you wouldn't think it had happened with someone like who's from Cold Chisel, but he makes it sound so beautiful. And there's also a banjo involved as well in the middle of the show, which really does break up the proceedings as well. And it works so, so lovely with one of Ian's new songs and one of his old Chisel hits as well. So, you know, what people can expect really is a couple of musicians, first of all, that are very, very grateful to be back on stage. And second of all, that really admire each other's careers. You know, I think that sort of thing, you know, it won't be probably happening again. We've been waiting 3 years to do this tour. We're going to call it Third Time's the Charm. It was going to be the new tour name, you know, because we rescheduled so many times. But the joy it brings people, I have to say, I'm just so blown away, Gavin. I love it. The last time we were up there, we had such a great time. So thank you for the support as well, Gavin. I appreciate that.
No, very, very exciting. As I said, you can catch Troy Cassadaly and Ian Moss on Sunday, April 10 at Cairns Performing Arts Centre. Troy Cassadaly, what an absolute pleasure. Thanks for your time on the King Review today.
Thank you very much, brother. I appreciate the time and see you up there.